Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Metal Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Wednesday. We ain't fucking around this morning, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
That's me. How are you, buddy?
That's me. We never responded to random. We got to do that at one point today.
No, we don't.
Zach attacked. Zach has been attacking. We're going to get into that as well as many other incredible topics. It's your favorite morning podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can watch it live. You can watch it free. You don't even have to subscribe. You just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. You can watch it as it happens at 11 a.m. Eastern. But remember, you guys can always subscribe. Support the show directly by subscribing to the premium service at Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the entire on-demand library. You get access to the racist live chat. You get access to all the episodes uncensored, ad-free, plus many other member benefits. Go subscribe now to Gas Digital. That is the best way to support the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and the international superstar Zach D'Amico. We do have two incredible guests here. You might know him from his podcast, The Wet Spot, on Compound Media, which is really Chrissy Mayer's podcast.
But yeah, it's not my podcast.
How are you playing second fiddle?
I didn't
write that it was my podcast, but that's, I appreciate
wild.
Shani.
It's not even
because Shani knows I carry the show. So she's like, it's
you're very
podcast.
Funny. I feel like you should have your own thing. We need to get Figs' own podcast.
I want to be here.
Figs and Column. This is the fucking perfect podcast right
it.
Now.
This We've is been, it. This is it right here.
I love them both. Mike Figs is here. What's up, kid?
What's up, baby boy?
Yay.
Figgy Snake.
Yay.
Figgy Snake.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Right. Well, I lost it. There's our pitch. I lost it.
You got to fucking say something hilarious. Oh, okay. You got to zing. All right. Don't just fucking Figgy Snake.
Do your accents. You're good at accents, right?
Impressions. Oh, no. I'm Australian again.
I love it every time. He's Australian every fucking time. In fact, you know what, Shannon? Be smart. Good producer. I haven't even looked at these notes yet, but I bet you that she's put in no Australian stories. Knowing the talent that he has, your job as a producer is
knowing
to set us up.
Knowing the one talent he has.
Yeah. Your job as a producer is to set us up. So you should be pulling up the top Australian stories when Figs is here so we can fucking goad him into doing that Australian accent.
I wanted to challenge him with different types of international stories,
okay.
Not just Australian.
Ooh. Okay, you know what, Shannon? It's a great segment, challenging Mike Figs with international stories coming up today on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah!
Also, very happy to have back on the show after dealing with a lot of adversity this morning, apparently.
Yeah.
A lot of ups and downs. He brought us all on this journey. That was your problem. Why did your problem become our problem? For a fucking hour, we're worried. We're trying to rebook somebody else. It was going to be a whole goddamn nightmare. We're very happy he's here, though. Ladies and gentlemen, from his podcasts, The Wizard of Pod and The Big Dogs Podcast, it's Colin Turrell.
Yeah, what's
Coley!
Hey.
Coley Terrell.
Cooley.
Yeah, I lost my fucking wallet.
There's nothing in it, though, so what is it?
There was $1,100.
No, there wasn't.
Cash, yeah.
No.
So I don't even, yeah, I swear.
No.
I swear.
Is that why you look like you've been crying?
Yeah. I was close to crying on one stage, and I think I damaged my vocal cords screaming in the car. You know when you're driving in the car, and you're I'm screaming slurs at the red light. I'm like, you fuck!
Bloody fuck!
You dirty chink red light, you fucking...
You fucking late change already!
I'm just not opening it. That would be much better for a yellow.
Yeah.
There you go. Know what?
Zach,
there you go.
You know what? In my rage, that was it.
Reds as if they've been drinking.
Yeah, so I've been driving I'm a mover, right? So I've been driving a truck like crazy the last few days trying to get rent together. And then I chopped the truck back last night, and I think I left the wallet like in the dashboard.
No,
because I had 100 things to look after.
No, you got 1,100 things.
Yeah. You know what, man? I don't believe in money anymore. I don't need money to be happy.
So listen to me. A mover, they work 2 days a fucking month, all right? Yeah. And it's just backbreaking work.
Yeah.
48 hours straight, trying to squeeze moving jobs in. It's all cash.
For exactly $1,100.
I just did like 2 12-hour days back to back.
Oh, fuck.
Busted my hole. Got home last night. It was like, everything was great. And then woke up this morning and I was about to come to this fucking thing.
He's so mad at
Everton. I'm not at Everton.
In front
just
of him.
Lewis. Just fucking fucking lost me money.
You stupid chink podcast.
What kind of fucking bastard?
Everton.
Pay me.
All right. Just don't do the Australian accent yet, Figs. Figs is blowing his Aussie load all over the place.
I'm doing Scottish. I didn't know it.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's Down syndrome / stroke, Figs. I don't need your fucking compound media shit in my ear right now. Jesus Christ!
If only I had a Ridge wallet. A front pocket wallet with a Cayman handy. Oh boy, did I fuck up.
Can I have a Ridge wallet?
Yeah, can we get him a Ridge wallet? Can we? Sorry. So you left it in the truck.
I'm 100% sure I left it in the truck.
I
went down there. So I rang them earlier. They're like, it's not down there. It's not here. So I went down there anyway.
Literally, he's just counting it.
Yeah, he's just like, never saw it. Yeah, I'm looking now. But I don't blame him. It was like that. Like that's how much cash is. Like, yeah, of course you're not done it. Like if it was 100 or 200, you might just go, just hand it in. But that much, you're just like, this guy's a dumb fuck. He doesn't need the money. So now
$1,100. Damn.
So now I'm broke. Yeah.
Christmas.
So if anyone needs me to move their shit, I'll move it for $1,100.
Wow. So you can't pay rent?
Yeah. Well. My woman will have to do it.
Oh, which is fucking brutal, dude.
Great
an Irishman's heart.
Dude, in Ireland, yeah,
know,
they don't do that,
know,
dude. His
know,
wife
know,
is
I'm...
supposed to be at home praying and cooking.
Yes. She is doing that, but now she's paying. She's doing all of it. I can't believe it. Yeah, that is it's a real shameful moment. But it's just like, and if I was robbed or something, it's excusable.
It's a cool
story. Just me being a fucking retard. Just being the biggest retard I could be.
Yeah, just leaving
the most expensive retard moment of my life, probably. Yeah.
You tried to backtrack as much as possible. What did you do before you went to sleep? Where was your wallet before you went to sleep? Do you
on
remember
the dashboard?
Checking?
In some fucking immigrant's fucking hand. And immigrant is the word I use when I mean people of color.
It's a person who was born and they're black. And he's calling him an immigrant in that accent.
Go back to your country.
He got most of the letters down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So,
dude.
The rage that's within me. And I was screaming at someone there in the car. But it was nothing to do with them. I was just like,
who are you screaming at?
Oh, my woman. She rang me. She's like, are you still driving there? And I was just like, yeah.
You fucking chink bitch.
I was like, obviously I'm still driving. It's like, what happened? Do you think that? She just rang me just to check in. And I'm just going, fuck
that
you.
Cunt.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Then you had to call her back
to
and be like,
okay.
Can you pay the rent?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she pays 90% anyway. So.
Yeah. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But you lost your ID, credit cards,
my
debit.
ID. So now
that's what sucks.
Now I don't know if I can work too, because I can't rent trucks if I don't have my driver's license.
Oh shit.
So it's just a big
clusterfuck.
Yeah, so let's be funny, guys. Come on, let's go. Come on,
no, this is hilarious.
Yeah, at least you're not in a foreign country where all those things will be hard to replace.
I feel bad.
Sorry?
At least you're not in a foreign country where all those things will be very difficult to replace.
Yeah, yeah. Lost my green card.
What do we do? Can we get a fucking GoFundMe for
Colin? Yeah, let's get a little sum.
I think that's...
Why don't we start
as much as I'll definitely take money off anyone, but I think it's too embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
No. It's hilarious.
No.
GoFundMe.
There's people with cancer and... All sorts of stuff.
And right
just...
No. Colin, and you need to tell the story and put the video of this clip in the GoFundMe and with what happened. And also specifically play on the fact that his girl had to pay the rent.
Ah, come on, man.
Don't
do me like that.
Maybe throw in a Ridge wallet thing. That was kind of funny.
The Ridge wallet thing was pretty good.
Ridge
maybe
wallet.
A little bit of Australian accent.
Just a little bit of it. You start off with
it. It's brutal. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it now.
You'll be okay.
I know. It's just a real.
When did this? So this morning you were freaking out looking for it.
Because I was getting ready to come here. And then I was just like, wait, where's my fucking wallet? And I was checking everywhere. And then I was like, I don't even remember having it last night. And then I fucking tore the house apart.
I've lost my... Don't take a Ridge Wallet. I've talked about it before. Ridge Wallet is not a good... Unless they come back and sponsor the show. Then get them.
Fair enough.
But a Ridge Wallet, it is the shape of it. It's like a coin going in a coin slot in a car where the seat, where the seatbelt buckles go into the seats. It's like a slot, and it's Ridge Wallet size. And it's just a cha-chink. And I've lost two Ridge Wallets.
Is that what it says?
It says cha-chink.
Cocoon.
Yeah. So.
Respect.
I feel bad for you. You know, what's the most amount of money you've ever lost, Zach?
I don't think I've ever lost my wallet.
You know, but I knew it as well. I had so much cash. I was like, I better look after this. Like, you know, I said that to myself, and then I literally just paid some cunt's Christmas. You know what? Maybe he has a sick child and he needs it more than I do. That's like the rest. Like the
we can hope.
You know what?
What if he's like a serial killer? You know what? Actually, and he's just buying more tools to hurt people.
Whatever, as long as he's investing it. But you know what? Black Lives Matter. So enjoy it, brother.
You just turned into Liam Neeson as soon as you lost your wallet. That black bastard. I'm going to go find a black bastard.
Any one of them.
Any what? Black bastard.
I've got a special set of skills. Moving furniture upstairs. Furniture.
Wrapping mirrors.
Yeah, dude, you guys moved me and you forgot two packing blankets, and I own two nice packing blankets now, which are pretty expensive, I think. I'm re-gifting them. I'm going to give them to people for Christmas.
Sure. Packing blankets?
Would you like a packing blanket? Because you need something right now.
I would take them back. Yeah.
What's a packing blanket? Isn't that just like a dirty blanket that you use?
Ah, Figs doesn't.
What's a packing?
Figs doesn't own any property.
Wow,
wrapping.
Figs. You're really showing your ass here, you poor bitch. Fuck, what, Chrissy Mayer's not paying? Your boss, Chrissy Mayer, is not paying the big bills?
She pays me in Shake Shack, that bitch.
Hell yeah.
Stop talking about her, man.
But I have a Patreon already. That's set up. You don't need to set up that. And just go over to Patreon first. Let's go.
No.
Subscribe to my...
We don't let people promote their Patreons. We have a platform. You're going to subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com.
I don't get any of that, by the way.
Fuck your wallet and fuck your Patreon. Cool, Tyrell.
Cut it out. cut the live stream.
I don't like it. No, obviously, go support Colm's Patreon. And yeah, I mean, people already love you, so...
Thanks.
Baby, look, it sucks. It does suck. It'll be fine. It's going to be a funny story eventually.
Yeah.
It's just this morning.
I think it's funny already.
It is funny already.
I'm just rage. Just full of rage.
There's just not even like, there's just nothing to it. You just left your wallet on a fucking seat.
And then that guy just was cleaning the truck and went, yes. Yeah. That's what I think it was. I don't want to say
it. 100% was an employee there.
That's what I'm pretty sure. Unless I somehow dropped it.
It might turn up without the cash, but hopefully with all the
If you push and you're like, hey, I want cameras, like you say, look, I handed the truck in. The money was there in a wallet. I've given you guys talk because you rent from the same place, I'm assuming every time, right?
Yeah.
This is what I would be doing. I would speak to the manager right now and say, listen to me. I know for a fact it was left there. I know for a fact you guys take the truck back and clean them out. I was like, we need to check cameras. I need to make sure one of your employees didn't take my shit. I spent a lot of money with you, and you can check the records and see how much money I spent with you. I'd be making a bigger deal with them because they might just put pressure on it, and then that person might freak out and go, ah, fuck, dude. And at the very least, worst case, find the wallet and the ID, you know, and not have to deal with that side of it.
If that guy just turns up and goes, oh, it turns out I found the wallet after all, and there's no cash in it, like that means... He's admitting that he stole the cash.
Maybe. But I look,
unless
you
he goes,
or
nuisance that other shit to get back is, it might be worth it.
Or you're right here anyway. Either way, I would definitely push more. I would be talking about cameras. I'd be talking about calling the cops and calling the authorities because you know for a fact you left it there and it's their employees that take the, they check the truck for things. Yes, Shannon.
I have a comment from the live chat.
The racist live chat.
Yes. Robert Ricci says for Colm to sell Little Bill for $1,100.
You fucking cocksucker. You motherfucker. Actually, you know what?
They made that illegal. that is frowned upon.
You're right. Yeah, black market.
Yeah.
It's so funny that Dylan had to park my car for me because I was running late.
I had the racist live chat pulled up.
It's so funny if Dylan like rode off my car and I do just to add to the day.
Bow, bow.
It's one of those days.
All right, we have a lot to talk about today. I am right now sort of freaking out. I'm having my own little Jingle All the Way moment. I watched Jingle All the Way the other day.
Yeah.
Is that your Arnold?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, actually, my Arnold's not bad.
You know, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
It's terrible. No, what? It's really bad, dude.
You're Zach. It's want ass. To see your little tiny penis.
What are you doing? Like confidence. The last word every time.
Every time. Yeah. I gotta the hear last that. Word stinks.
Yeah, yeah. You lift it and you fuck me. You fuck my ass.
What are you doing?
You turn into Tony Soprano on the last word.
All you do is bitch and moan. Sinbad, you're a mailman.
Okay, real quick, Zach, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Movement Watches, MVMT. Movement Watches, founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. They've sold almost 2 million watches worldwide, and they're bringing quality designs at fair prices. I love my Movement Watch. It's fine. I'll tell you right now, I own a $1,000 watch, and then I own my Movement Watch, which I think lists for about $200 on the website. Yeah. The Movement Watch is substantially nicer than my expensive watch.
It's really sleek looking, like it looks like something a spy would wear.
Yeah,
like somebody like, oh, that man has taste.
Yes,
and both of us looked at it like, what is this?
Yeah, this is way too nice for either of us to wear.
Because we're comedians, we want dumb, big, gaudy, guinea watches.
Yeah, this is really, I'm telling you right now, very slick, really high quality. You can feel and see the difference when you pick it up. You can really feel that it's a high quality watch. Go onto their website and check out all of their incredible styles. They just dropped their first ever automatic watch, the Arc Automatic, which is incredible. And their 1960s American Muscle Car inspired Black Top collection is the best. That's what I have. So go right now onto their website, check it all out. They also have sunglasses and other accessories. This is literally the perfect gift for your entire family. They're going to have something for everybody. So right now, all you got to do is go to MVMT. M as in man, V as in virgin, M as in man, T as in titties.com/RAP. MVMT.com/RAP. You're going to save 15% today with free shipping and free returns. They're launching new styles on their site all the time. So keep checking back for new styles. MVMT.com/RAP. Join the movement. All right, where were we?
All right.
I'm having my own jingle all the way moment right now because my son's mother texts me as I'm on my way, and she knows that I'm picking him up after this, okay? We're going to fucking hang out, have a nice little fucking week together, putting the Christmas tree up, getting some ornaments, decorating the outside of the house. Very excited about this new suburban lifestyle. Very excited about it. And she hits me up, and she's like, hey, I just caught James talking to Patch, who is his elf on the shelf. Now, my son, he's almost 8. It's coming to an age now. I don't know. It's coming to an age where it's a little weird that he really believes in Santa. Like, he legitimately really believes in Santa. I mean, what
grade
age
is that?
He's in the second grade.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, kids are going around at least being like.
Well, this year, I'm not telling him now, right? You're in the shit. Yeah, I'm not going to tell him right before Christmas.
Dude,
I'm going to tell him fucking, you know, sometime early spring. Like, sit down, James, we're going to have a talk.
Hey, listen, you're bordering on retard.
He really believes in Santa. He really, truly does. And he really believes, not only that, he believes in this elf on the shelf. Now, I don't know if you guys, this is a new shit. We never had an elf on the shelf when we were kids.
No, but I've heard other parents I know with kids around James's age where, like, it's a fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Like, kids, like, go to school to talk about their elf.
This is the elf on the shelf, okay? This is what my guy, his looks like, too.
Bro. Creepy.
His name is Patch. Now, here's the thing.
That's yours? That's the one you have?
That's the one that James has, yeah. That's Patch. And so, the way it works is this. The elf shows up the first day of December or something. And depending on how involved the parents get, like, they can play little pranks. They do, like, fun activities. There's a thing with, like, water and Skittles. And there's, like, you know, you see all these little fucking pull up different things you could do. Look, I farted in here. Open lid and smell. So
kinky
it's
shit
the most wonderful time of the year.
Oops, I peed myself. Nice. That's weird.
Oh, this is some kinky shit, man.
That's a little weird. So what else? It was...
Yeah, discharge all over my
face. So yeah, they really love sugar, so they're drinking.
That's racially insensitive.
That is true. Okay, they play pranks. My son's mother.
The elf on the shelf molested me last night.
Patch put a carrot in my ass. Oh, Patchy.
Oh, I love the elf on the shelf.
My son's mother doesn't do any of that. She just puts him in a new place every morning. She's fucking lazy as shit with this elf on the shelf.
He just moves.
Did he just let him be on the shelf? He'll be in the tree. He'll be fucking under the table.
She just throws it when she wakes up with her coffee, Bustelo in her hand, and just, there you go, look, Patch. He moves.
Next to Eddie's new boards.
So she hits me up this morning, and she's like, James was talking to Patch this morning, and he was asking why he doesn't show up to dad's. And so now she hit me up. She's like, you need to get another fucking elf, okay? Oh. So now I was going to pretend to have Patch and get the same elf, but then I was like, no, fuck that. He'll just get a second elf. Okay, I'll make his elf more of a prankster. Because his mom's elf is a boring little gay bitch. Patch ain't...
So you got to show up, mom's elf.
My elf is... First of all, I have Harrington right now. When I say I have a Jingle All the Way moment, the plot of Jingle All the Way is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad battling it out for this toy doll all over the city the day before Christmas. I just have Harrington going to Target right now. That's why.
Do you guys have an elf on the shelf?
Sir, why is your nose bleeding?
Doggy. So I told Harrington, number one, I think they come in different colors. I told him to try to find me a black elf on the shelf because I want mine to be a legitimate degenerate. He's going to fucking...
He's going to have Colum's wallet. Hey! Hey there, little guy.
No, that's as black as they get.
They're Indian.
Yeah, what I go to heaven and jail.
The elf on the shelf is just working on the computer every morning. So these are different ones. I want a black elf on the shelf.
Yeah, that's what you're getting there. You're getting Habibi elf.
And I want him to do all like fucking fucked up things. You know, he's gonna loot the kitchen at one point. He's gonna fucking...
He's gonna unplug the fridge.
He's gonna fucking shoot a deli owner. You get to name him too.
So who named it Patch?
James did.
Okay.
Oh, there's... Oh, yes.
Oh, God damn. What's up, motherfucker? Hey, what's up? Hey, little James. Oh, shit. Yo, little Jimbo. Motherfucker, this show's high as a motherfucker. Get me down. Last night I was over there, and now I'm over here. Hey, you better stop making rice and beans. I'm on this thing. Jingle all the way, motherfucker.
Let it out, Colin. Let it out.
No, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, your dad got Elf on the shelf. Your mom got Tyrone in the home.
Dad, pull him up again. This is the fucking...
Oh, Elf on the stoop.
Hey, what up, baby?
Oh,
happy Kwanzaa, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I was in your mother's ass last night. I was all up in that white lady's guts. Shit, what we eating tonight? Not mac and cheese again.
Order some shit. I tell you what, Santa Claus better bring me 40 acres and a mule.
I got 17 candles.
That's the most racist elf
trying to do Cat Williams
I've ever seen. Can I, Shannon, when will that come to me if I buy it? Because that's going to be...
That's Santa. Is that an elf?
$65.
It's $65? It's fucking worth it.
Got gold teeth.
December 9th, you'll get it.
December 9th?
Damn. Ooh, he's dripping.
I mean, it's a patch.
You can pay extra for the 6th, Sunday the 6th.
I want it for Legion of Skanks. See, we don't even need Little Bill. We have the new fucking...
If you ever need an excuse for why something was late...
There's only 5 left in stock.
I'm here, James. Only 8 days late.
Oh, you'll understand why he's late when you...
Sorry, I had to stop at the corner store.
Dude, this is so fucking funny. I
have a talkie?
I have to stop myself from buying this little black elf right now. I can't, there's no justification gangster for it. That one is. Is there any other black elves?
Wait.
Oh my God.
Whoopi Goldberg's face.
You leave out hot Cheetos for it.
Holy shit.
Oh, there he is, yeah.
That one.
See, that one's more traditional.
Yeah.
No, that hilarious racist one.
Yeah, that one is way better. Yes. Look at Krumpus. That's a fucking freaky one.
So yeah, I have to do different pranks for James every day. And he's going to. I'm going to do fun things. Like, yeah, I'll like fucking, you know. Fucking!
What could you do?
He goes, I can only
leave him somewhere.
Spray James with a fire extinguisher.
And then just throw the elf on his shirt. Oh, shit.
It was fucking Ricky the Elf.
Barris open the sock, just yeah. ripping him. I'm the elf on the shelf, motherfucker!
Boom, boom, boom.
Hazing. Hazing him.
James walks by the elf, fresh meat!
Never walk.
Oh, shit.
He's just scared of the shelf.
So we'll see if Harrington comes back with a black elf on the shelf. I'm very, very excited to see what happens there. Let's do some plugs real quick. This weekend, me and Zach have some gigs, so I'm going to talk about that. But first, let's get Figs and Column out of the way. What do you got to plug, brothers?
I think I got I'm opening up for Mr. Marcus on December 7th with Larry Bea. Me, Larry Bea, on an undisclosed location. Go to MikeFigs.com to find out. It's going to be a fun podcast. Let's Get Loud podcast. Awesome. And Compound Media every Monday at 7:30 with Chrissy Mayer. Check it out.
There's a lot of porn stars on that show, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever get any, like...
No.
Oh, yeah, you're in a relationship?
No, I don't fuck. Man, they're all drugged out and fuck.
Oh, it's your choice?
Yeah.
Figs like, nah, they're not my type.
I don't fuck these porn stars.
Nah, professional, beautiful people. No.
No way.
Column.
Yeah, check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. And please check out my Patreon, patreon.com/columntyrrell. I need it. I'm going to get evicted. Thank you.
All right. Zach Amico.
Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And check my social media for screenings of my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. I believe we're in the New York City Horror Film Festival, which will have virtual screenings all this week and next.
Very cool. This weekend, the 4th and the 5th, 3 shows. Myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn, Atlantic City, the Celebrity Theater. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you right now. Come out right now. Grab your tickets right now. Tickets are on sale. Also, January 20th through 23rd. Same show. Myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn. We will be down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And then me and Zach are going down to Texas. Houston, Texas, Secret Group, they're opening back up. We're going to have 4 shows on Valentine's Day weekend. That is February 13th and 14th. So make sure you guys grab tickets for those. All of those tickets, I think, I believe, are on sale right now, so you can grab them right now. Make sure you subscribe here at Guest Digital. Subscribe to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. 1 reviewer every month. We give away a free piece of merch to podcastmerch.com. You can grab all the merch from this month. The winner of a free piece of merch is Captain Rui.
Rudy.
Captain Rudy.
He says, a great show is the title, 5 stars. Lewis and Zach are really funny. They go too far sometimes, but it's all good.
Shut up, you faggot.
Yeah. Pick another Rudy. Name.
I hope your sister gets raped tonight.
Send him an extra small.
Yeah. Yeah. His fucking dainty body, you little bitch.
Hope you lose your wallet at the docks.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking shut the fuck up.
Fucking go eat duty, Rudy.
I was just improvising.
What else? My Twitch stream, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Been crushing it lately on Twitch. New Fortnite season just started this morning, so I'm a loser.
Fuck it.
Anything else? I think that's it. Shannon, I think that's all I got to plug right now. Yes.
You like the Fortnite? You don't play Warzone?
Shut up, bitch.
Okay.
The fuck up, bro.
You play Warzone?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I don't play games. Oh, thank you. Nice.
I mean...
Half empty?
I play both. Yeah.
Oh, you play both? Okay.
I play both. Okay, so a couple more things we want to talk about here. Elliot Page.
Oh, God.
Elliot Page.
What?
Ellen
what
Page, formerly Ellen Page. Ellen. Am I doing some sort of
dead naming?
Yeah, is that a trans crime?
No.
I'm dead naming her.
No, you said formerly.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful with the wording. I've heard some get mad. Even if you just bring up that they used to have a different.
Well, now name. That she's a dude, she can get mad all day. I'll fucking let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, bro.
Would you throw hands?
Headbutt Elliot Page right in the nose. I'll fucking.
He could be your elf on the shelf.
she does sort of look elf on the shelfie. I'm sorry. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not one of these close-minded fucking scumbag pieces of shit that are like, sorry, bitch. Like this. Look, if this was Gino and Aaron right now, I'd be like, sorry, you're a fucking woman. You have a cunt. Sorry, bitch. Everyone attack. Hacker Family Online. We don't do that shit here. This is a Compound Media.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this is comedy.
Fuck. We're open-minded. Yo. We're open-minded here, okay?
Yeah, man. I need a job. Hire me, guys. Can I work here?
And Elliot Page, I have respect for him coming out. It's very brave. But I got to say, I got to be honest with you.
Is it?
You know, Ellen Page lived her whole life as a hot chick and then now gets to fucking go, oh, I'm just going to be still a hot chick that puts a hat on.
Yeah,
I'm
going to be as a hot chick. Be a hot twink.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. She was a hot chick.
Yeah, I don't think she was hot.
You don't think she was hot?
Like a child.
Back dude, in Juno?
She still looks like a child.
Yes.
Hold on. Dude, she rapes Rainn Wilson in Super.
Yeah, no,
and
she,
it is
that was,
so hot.
No,
so
I want to say hot. When I say hot, look, no, not my thing. Yes, a little bit skinny, a little, not my, but... I mean, symmetrical, beautiful, yeah. Hollywood actress. Like, you know, I would say that she was on the attractive side. When they were booking her in movies when she was like a feminist woman, they were booking her as attractive lead. She was just weird. Yeah, yes. All fucking day. Look at those abs,
that
bro.
That's Keira Knightley.
Dude.
That's not her.
Dude,
who the
I
fuck is
fuck that?
That
dude so bad.
I'd eat that dude's butt.
Look at that bulge.
Oh, my God, bro. Sit on my lap. So let's see. I mean, yeah, she was attractive. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was an attractive
bit
woman.
Young, but sexy and super. And super, I remember
and super,
that.
When she fingers her pussy and goes, it's all gushy.
Yeah, yeah. She was sexy in that film, but
she was also like, if you were like, Zach's a nerd, so that like.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. She's nerd hot for sure.
Yeah, she's nerd hot. Yeah. You know?
Well, she's androgynous too.
But she lived.
She's half a faggot.
She. Yeah. She got to live her life as a hot chick, and now. She gets to just fucking put a hat on and get all of the fucking accolades for fucking being a dude now.
Yeah.
And I gotta pretend she just hasn't been a hot chick the whole time. You're like, okay, all right, fine, you're a bro. Cool.
She was out there. Does she have a piece?
Hell yeah, dude. No. Fuck off. Actually, I take it all back. She's just hot.
She's hot.
She's just hot.
Shut up. Take the fake padding off and it's a kid with long hair. It's a boy with long hair.
Do you know what you look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, it is. That's very progressive of you. Yes.
Charming, handsome.
No.
Good looking.
No,
yeah.
No.
I look like you with facial hair, bitch.
I wish I looked like you.
I think you look good. I wish I was your weight. We want to have sex.
Let's just fuck each other.
She looks all right. She just looks
Zach,
young.
She's, how's it going? Hey,
I heard you need $1,100.
I wish I had your money, Zach.
People are putting Ellen Page photos into the chat right now. Yeah, they're all fucking hot. Shut up.
She looks bad today. Like,
yeah, what? Because she fucking duded herself up. She's like Pee Wee Herman now.
Two days ago, then.
That's what
bad.
He wants to be now.
Yeah,
Elliot.
Good for them.
Is she going to get a schling or no?
A schling? No.
Does she have a schling? No. Okay.
I'd have a lot
so
of respect for her.
She hasn't transitioned.
If she schlinged it up, I would have
if she hung meat in a movie?
I just fucking lays it out on the table.
So
she just gets a pork sword?
But here's a little bit of an interesting development, okay? So she plays a character on the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Called something or other, but it's a female character.
She looks terrible in that.
Yeah, she's a little bit plain Jane. Fine, dude, fine.
I'm just saying she's aged.
Dude, we get it.
That's the problem is she's aged, and then she's like, you know what? I'm not getting as many roles now that I'm in my 30s. I'm going to be a dude.
Yeah. She needs to stay relevant.
You nailed it.
That's it.
You fucking nailed
career, it. It's a career move.
You're very...
that's because men are more valuable as they age. It's a great investment.
Suddenly she's a much better actor now.
Also, she's way more talented.
Yeah. Just starts crushing it. Yeah. Oscar nominee.
She's going to be Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man.
So Elliot Page.
She plays this, or he, fuck. I'm really not trying to call her.
No, and it is hard but just because it's somebody that you've had in your mind as that one pronoun for so long.
So... He is now going to continue to play the character on the Umbrella Academy, which is a female character. Now, I don't give a fuck. More power to her. But the woke left is freaking out about people voicing characters that aren't black on TV shows, right? And it becomes a whole thing. So it's like there's just sort of a weird level of hypocrisy where you're like, well, shouldn't she go, hey, you know, I'm going to step down. I'm only going to play female to male trans role. I don't even really know what it would be. Now, I don't believe that. I believe that anybody should be able to play whoever the fuck they want to play. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah. It's called playing.
It's who she is, not what she is. She's there because she's Elliot Page. She's what? Not, you know what I mean?
What the fuck did you just say, bro?
Ellen Page? She's there.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm saying that she's on that show.
You tried to deliver a Rocky speech just now, and it failed. None of us were.
When you get punched, you got to wake up as you lay.
Dog shit impression to them.
We all got it. It's like stepping on a landmine. It's like, don't mention a celebrity. Or Zach.
How many times you get it?
Fucking Mexican Robbie Goodwin over here.
Stand up.
What do you
think? Bad one.
Robbie, no bueno.
Oh, yes. Please.
So, yeah, your impressions are terrible. All the ones that you're supposed to be good at, you're
not but
good
I'm
at.
Trying new ones right now. I'm breaking my comfort zone. I could do Australian the whole time and rock it out. Everyone forget about his wallet.
When you're on the wet spot, you will workshop. This is the fucking big show. You come to the Real Ass Podcast and you have what
you play the hits.
Yeah. Okay. Right. No, or you know, if you have a new one, that's fine. But you know, make sure this little is worked out.
What's your best? What's the one that no matter what you go, this is it. If you don't like this, you won't like any. What is it?
It's Joe Mackey.
That is a good. He does a good Joe Mackey.
Because that's sort of obscure for the fans.
That's the problem.
And I love Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a great comic.
Yeah.
A brilliant comic.
If you don't know Joe Mackey, picture Elliot Page,
Bill Cosby too.
Wait, let's go.
Okay, so let's pull up Joe Mackey.
I want to
see how good. Let's pull up all these people.
Sebastian.
I want to see how good your Joe Mackey is, but we want to show the audience Joe Mackey first for reference.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I feel like if they don't have the reference, they're not going to be able to...
Go for it.
Too many times. And too many times they were not persuaded. I told a female friend that, and she said, well, what do you think is worse? The person when you're female when you're male or pregnant when you're not? And I said, well, both have happened to me.
Well, I do
Made me feel like a
slimmer, like a different version of him, but...
What do you mean?
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Hi. So, hey guys, I woke up this morning and I made myself French toast. And after I made the French toast, I decided, well, I gotta take a shit. So, I shit my pants, and then I went outside and I said, boy, oh boy, golly gee, it's a beautiful day to be a white man. Thank you, Letterman.
Dude, right, watching Figs bomb is my favorite fucking
thing. What do you
thing.
Mean? That was solid. Figgy, no, snake, no. Impression, snake, impression, snake. What are you guys talking about?
Embarrassed, snake.
Embarrassed, snake. Sweating, snake.
That was terrible.
Yo, double down, commit to the bits.
Stop right. The podcast in its tracks.
Let's hear we're going to give you a Chris Scopo flow ruiner. That's how
I think you're. No, I think you're going to. Well, you set him up for fed. I think you'll rescue it on the second one. What was it? Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah, there's no. I've seen his Bill Cosby. It's really fucking good.
I mean, I think my Joe was pretty good.
I do think your Joe's good. It's that you started out of things.
I didn't know what to say.
You also fucked up. Well, here's the thing. Okay, you don't have a lot of range with your Joe. So you have an excited Joe. Like, you're up here and he's very. No. That's not what you should be.
Well, the character.
Seeing him in reference wasn't.
I wish you guys wouldn't have done that.
It wasn't him. But the problem is nobody knows who he is. So
can we play Bill Cosby and then get him to...
Yeah. No,
let's show reference in case they don't know Bill Cosby.
No reference.
Oh, okay.
We know who Bill Cosby is. If we give the reference, he's going to fall apart.
Okay.
So good.
Go ahead.
Go.
Don't thank you for having me on the podcast. It is me, Bill Cosby.
Okay, hold on. Just pause. The worst kind of impression is where in the first sentence they have to say their name.
Hey me, guys, Christopher it's Walken. Me. So I was at the Gas Digital and I figured, I said, let me come inside and talk to Shannon. I said, Shannon, you lost a lot of weight. Believe it or not, she's now plant-based.
All right. All right,
pretty good.
Figgy,
it's pretty good.
It's very good, but it's way right,
now
closer.
I'm it. Now
to
I'm
when
feeling it.
Eddie Murphy does his drunk father.
Mm. No, that's a. You put the fire. Eddie Murphy, come here. Put the fire in the fire and the place in the fire. I'm your father.
That's Eddie Murphy's dad.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good.
Okay.
I'm here we go. Question: You ever go to Target to look for the black elf?
I mean, if this was like,
hold on. So my father used to come with one elf and it was white elf. There's no black elves at Chipotle.
Terrible.
Pretty good. So, pretty good. Pretty
it's solid. Awful.
It's awful.
Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Excuse me. I tell you right now. Luis J. Gomez is a matter of finding the chromosome.
I dropped my wallet on the floor. How funny is that?
You found a wallet?
But right. I found it.
I'm killing it.
Do you have any cat? That's how funny we just like start talking over Figs in the middle of an impression.
Hey guys, we're seeing my wallet.
And he kept talking. Yeah.
I'm feeling it. Let's go. I'm feeling it.
I don't know, man.
See, I'm more of an accent. I'm a master of accents.
Well, why didn't you say accents? When I said what your best thing was, you said a bunch of people you cannot do.
Well, I mean,
so why didn't you say French or Jamaican or something?
Well, because, you know, I wanted to test myself.
Sloppy.
All right, so Shannon, why don't we pull up?
I wish you would have smacked me.
Shannon, give me some international
Slash
stories.
Coffee in your face.
Shannon, give me some international stories.
I think.
Okay, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to a local citizen and get their reaction to the story.
Oh,
and we'll see.
Oh,
right.
We'll see. All right. So
yeah,
Shannon,
pick something weird like Ethiopia.
Yeah. Good, Shannon. You should just have anything. World news doesn't matter.
Lewis does a good French.
I do a pretty good French.
He does. It would be two Frenchmen.
I'm hanging out here with Mike Figgs. He is
a
fat faggot who does not.
No, that's not nasty.
Does not have the ability to fuck a porn star. He will act like he is above it, but he is not. He is a fat bitch.
I'm in a happy relationship, you know, and I don't want to ruin it.
That is a better French, but I hate it. Mm. Like, I hate the person.
But that's how they really speak. I am having a Chateau Le Pont. Yeah, very tasty. Would you like to try some Sauvignon Blanc? I found the Alps of...
Okay, it was good. All right, okay. So Shannon, give me an international story.
Figgy snake!
Chinese President Jinping's huge leadership problem.
All right, so we're going to go to Chinese citizen Xing Xing.
I got this one.
Hold on.
So we go back and forth.
Yeah. No, we're with
you
Xing
fucking
Xing.
Traffic light.
Hold on. Get me some scotch tape.
I can do a great traffic light.
So we're on the ground here with Xingling, resident of Bingbing, China.
I am gay.
That was nice. That sounded like banjo music.
Appalachian. Oh, that was every kung fu fight. Buy something or get out my store.
Can we get another international
story? See, I spoke
story?
The language instead of
no, I listen, if you speak the language, speak the language. You're fluent.
Did you actually?
It was Mandarin.
That was actual Mandarin, yeah.
What was it actually?
Look it up.
How do I look that up? Bing bong ding dong?
Not in your wallet.
Oh, great.
Look it up later.
I'll give you an easy one. UK authorizes Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency use.
So we're going to go to Nigel Switchblade in Manchester.
Problem is that I thought I was sick, but I wasn't. So, I didn't get the antibody test. And I was like, what do you mean I thought I have antibodies?
I love that all your accents are of assholes from wherever that place is from.
It's not even real. So, why would I even say it in an actual thing?
The only issue was he did say Manchester and you're doing London.
I said Manchester.
No.
I had a little bit of tea and COVID went away.
That's a different part of London again. But I like it. Yeah, it's good.
All right, Shannon, let's go to another international story.
Killing it.
Suspected murderer remanded in custody after German car rampage.
Oh, so we're going to go to German citizen Adolf Hitler here in Hamburg.
Okay, so German.
Stop naming all my favorite things.
Yeah, you're naming my dream dinner guests. Go on, Adolf.
So you've had me over for steamed Jews.
My pitch, isn't it?
The time I was at a sexual event. And unfortunately, things happened, it was only a matter of time.
Wait, what is he reacting to? I don't remember this story.
I forgot. I was just trying to say.
There was a car crash or something in Germany.
Yes, it was a car crash, and then unfortunately...
This bit is a car crash.
Next story.
Schneider Stuberheimer.
Local comedian gets his ability to feel shame removed.
We go live to Mike Figgs.
Hey, guys.
Bombing in studio.
Hey, guys. It's me, Mike.
Live from Studio A.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Let's get one more. One more international story. Let's see if we can put Mike Figgs to the test. I like Mike Figgs. Mike Figgs is if you use him the right way, he is talented. If you do not use him the right way, it's a goddamn nightmare. And we're watching it happen in one show both ways.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So
I'm crushing it, man.
I love Mike. Mike's one of the most talented people in New York. I honestly believe that. when it comes to talent.
Thanks, man.
Dude, before you lost your wallet, you were so manly. Now you're just fucking
a little bitch.
Just saying little bitchy, sad things.
Yeah,
complimenting
right.
your friends.
I just, you know, because I need a couch to crash on.
I got a job opportunity.
You know, good friend, just down on my luck these.
Thank you, Shannon.
What was that? Gay.
All right, one more international story.
Rapid acceleration in COVID-19 insolvencies awaits tourism sector in Ireland.
Hi. Ireland. I saw fucking, they lost me fucking wallet. Can you fucking believe it? Yesterday I was driving the truck. Yesterday I driving the truck. You never know what happened.
I'm from Ireland. Blondick lad from the island.
This is the guy who found the wallet. Yeah,
yeah. Fucking Ireland, the billy goat.
This Italian flag in here, $1,100.
Italian. Right, I love it. That's a new bit we did, guys.
There we go.
It's international news stories with Mike Figgs.
One for five.
Figgy snake.
Figgy snake.
Figgy snake.
I liked it.
All right, come on.
All right, so let's talk about this. Australian Kmart launches a line of dogs.
I know.
Is this a joke? So it's actually on it the whole time.
All right, Kmart. I prefer cars, but
All right, they launch a line of dolls with disabilities. Kmart in Australia's new line of dolls with disabilities includes dolls with hearing aids, glasses, wheelchairs, Down syndrome crutches, and prosthetic legs.
Oh,
can we see these dolls?
Prosthetic legs. Mm-hmm. They're all prosthetic legs.
Hello, what kind of
technically.
What kind of Barbie do you want? I want a retarded one.
Right. They also do have Down syndrome dolls, but I think they've been removed because I can't click on the actual image.
Those are just fat.
Sold out.
Wait, what are the Down syndrome? I want to see.
They think that Down syndrome is just fat people in Australia.
I lost it.
There's a lot of people with Down syndrome in America.
What are the dolls called?
Sillies.
Baby Charlie with Down syndrome.
Oh,
assorted.
No.
That doesn't look
good. The eyes.
Other than the haircut?
Yeah, we gotta really see it.
Yeah, he does have the Pete Rose haircut.
Why'd they have to go give him the haircut like
that?
Come on.
Oh, my. The one on the left looks like Chucky when he gets angry. Yeah. You fucking bitch! No, you fucking cunt bitch!
Dare I say they're suffering from Down Under syndrome? Come on now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Snake.
You need to wallow when you got talent.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. These are very interesting, these dolls. So pull them each one up individually. Didn't they do this with Barbie recently?
I feel like they did.
Because we talked about it on this show.
It was like a menu of customizable Barbies.
Yeah.
And they had like the ones where black people get the random white spots. What was that?
Oh. Michael Jackson disease.
Yeah.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo?
Victor Vernado disease.
Oh my God, the eyes on those things.
Those were the Barbies.
Some of them are hard to see. Like this one is a hearing aid or a blind one.
That one's gay.
Wheelchair.
You got a disability.
I want one.
Cast prosthetic leg.
Okay, well,
that's
dumb
injured.
Question.
That's
do
injured.
They really need to sell the doll with the wheelchair, or can't you just put your regular doll in a wheelchair and have some fucking imagination
as an accessory?
Also, that prosthetic leg is a pretty shit one. Like they should get one of the cool ones that looks like a backwards deer leg, and they can run really fast,
like
run marathons.
Clip,
yeah, dude, it's like all springy and shit. Dude, those are better than real legs, dude. The ones that are like backwards fucking deer legs, and you see people running marathons.
Oscar Pistorius,
Pistorius.
He's actually from South Africa.
South Africa is actually Australian too.
I have no issues with, you know, representing fucking people and it's just sort of like, I don't know, like my He-Man doll was beyond regular. It wasn't human. My they were superheroes. They had fucking muscles and they had powers.
Most of my toys were like missing arms and legs and shit anyway.
Yeah.
Because I just broke them.
Of course.
You were like Sid from Toy Story.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, me too. I was the same way. I think I've said this before on the show, but I would take my old big rubber WWE dolls and we would deform them on purpose. We'd like melt their face. Like Hulk Hogan.
Jesus Christ.
His whole head was just melted. Like, I took it with a lighter and melted it down his chest.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I cut off one of his hands and I put like a hook-shaped nail into his hand. And it was way more badass.
That's most of the fun is making your toys
into
crippled.
Dangerous weapons.
Yeah, and now they take all the fun out of it and just selling it.
But they
with
were still
all those things, they could have just sold like a fucking fuck me up variety pack.
Yeah.
With the chair.
I like that.
The crutches.
That's a fucking great idea.
Because
dude.
Then you could just put that shit on your regular doll.
Yeah.
Mm.
Instead, they're trying to stretch it out.
It's actually a better message because it's like, hey, look, they're almost normal. Yeah. Just a little bit of it, rather than saying they're completely different.
But instead they're trying to get a doll per fucking.
Do they have like the sets with each of the dolls? So like, does the one in a wheelchair, does it come with the car that it crashes? And then you crash the car and there's a hospital bed. And, yeah.
But
you
know, it's funny.
The family members sit by its bedside while you're in a coma.
Honda,
the bottle of vodka they find in the passenger seat. Three kids in the back.
Wallaroo.
Also, a hearing aid. I'm just like, all right, that's not even like a fucking real disability.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Hearing? Come on.
Can't you just point at the doll and go, it's deaf?
Yeah. Deaf doll.
Yeah, you're playing with it. No, baby, like this. You play. She's like, hello, I'm deaf. No, baby, like this. Now you're getting it.
The blind one is just wandering into traffic.
Yeah. He's just on the other side. Where's the blind one? Yeah. Oh, he walked into the fire.
It's got three G.I. Joes groping it. Yeah. You guys are nice. Can you walk me home?
But it's funny, too, is like if you're a little kid in a wheelchair and you're playing with your doll with legs and you're like your mother or someone comes up and goes, no, no, you don't get the one with legs.
Yeah,
not even in your game. This is you. This is you. The one that's limited.
The problem is it's just so like forced. And you go like I don't think that there's a real like thing there where they're going like, oh, we want to represent everybody. No, they see an opportunity to fucking sell these little dolls. So, by the way, it's not retarded kids that are buying these dolls. It's some fucking faggy mom that wants her kid to be fucking super all-inclusive and liberal and fucking, so she buys this set of retarded dolls with her kid. Yeah. Now, the kid next door has fucking Superman and Batman and they have superpowers and this fucking, you're trying to bat this. A Down syndrome baby in a wheelchair is trying to battle Batman. They should make that a movie. Batman versus Down syndrome baby in a wheelchair. Yeah.
I'd watch it. I don't know who'd win.
My only concession is would be awesome if the wheelchair doll, when you went to stand it up, just crumbled.
Yeah.
Like all the legs didn't, like it was like noodle legs. Yeah.
He's crying. It's rehabilitation, Barbie.
Yeah, I mean it's fine, but it's just the fantasy world.
What would
you know?
What would Down syndrome?
Like little
he
boy,
would just walk on his tippy toes.
But you know what? I should say that. Like you gotta realize, like with girl, because who's buying these dolls? These aren't boys. These aren't toys for little boys. These are toys for little girls, right? Yeah. And they do play with a different sort of thing. So this is how fucking retarded little girls are. Okay, they're just playing house. And they're playing like, I am married.
They're playing real things.
They're like that. That's their fantasy. Yeah. Fucking these,
that's as far as their
unimaginative whores cannot wrap their mind around fantasy.
Little boys are like, let's fly and kill the president. And little girls are like, let's fucking put a tea bag into hot water. And maybe one day I'll have a husband.
I'm gonna burp my baby. You fucking twit.
God, women.
This is why you can't be in the White House.
Girls suck.
I'm telling you right now. It's no imagination. It's a limitation on themselves. It's a limitation on themselves. So maybe that's who these dolls are for.
So funny.
The
like,
commercial is a little boy.
Of course it is.
He's girls. Blind.
That's obviously a little
gay. Can we
gay
see the commercial?
Boy. Look how gay and proper he
it's
is.
It's not a video. It's just some images.
Oh, let's see.
No, that's it.
Is this only in Australia, though?
Yes, Australia, Kmart. And the little boy's like quotes are that he's happy that, you know, Frankie. The little...
Go ahead, sorry. Fix.
Thank you, Mommy. You saw all of it for Christmas. There's only one thing that he wanted. And it was a retarded Bobby. Thank you, Mommy.
Retarby.
Retarby. Tarby. So much. You made me feel special, Mommy. Also, I'm gay.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, you can't give your kids that for Christmas. Not, I mean, if you have a little retarded kid or a little blind kid, but I mean, a little blind kid can't see. Just tell him.
just give him a branch. A
carrot.
Just give him a carrot.
Give him a fucking pile of
celery stalk.
Oh my God, mommy, is it Batman? Yep.
He's at school. Squash. I got the whole collection.
And all his friends are just a
bunch of rocks.
I'll keep my toys in the toy chest. What about you? In your refrigerator? I don't. They belong in the refrigerator.
I got the new PS5.
He's just looking at a wall.
It's a pound of ground beef.
Yeah, oh, got a shoebox and an old cell phone.
Nokia, he's played Snake on it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus. You're doing the eyes. Zach's doing the eyes.
Oh, that's fuck. Funny.
I can't. Yeah, I mean, good for Australia. They're trying. I mean, you can't. I'm not a bad person. I don't have anything against, like, good people trying to do good things. I just feel like, you know, like that little boy in a wheelchair, he should be, I mean, he's fantasizing even that much more about being able to fly. I mean, Jesus Christ, just, you know, give that kid just a regular old doll.
Do you think he plays with the doll and goes, all right, he's walking. Mom, look, if he's doing it, maybe I can do it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's happening?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I
yeah, so what's a superpower? Standing boy. It's me, standing
watch
boy.
I can't. You're hiding a carrot.
It's so funny because I'm talking, we were making these jokes or whatever, but it breaks my heart to see like real like little kids with disabilities.
Of course.
Yeah. One time I did a podcast right next door to a children's preschool for the blind. Mm. And it was just awful. Like I'm about to walk in to do a podcast, like trying to be funny, and they're just walking like these cute little 3-year-old, 4-year-old kids with fucking canes, and they're all just bumping into each other and fucking
a bunch of dogs fucking each other.
It must have looked
two
adorable,
kids on the dogs,
all like, little sunglasses and canes,
playing dude, bumper cars. They're all doing walking this. Sticks. It's so bad,
dude. I it was
Stevie Wonder.
I couldn't. It broke my fucking heart. It's so funny because like I couldn't. Work with like
just
like,
runs out. Marco,
I love fucking kid. I really do. I'm not fucking.
Oh shit!
Pedo snake. Pedo snake.
Shannon, clip it. Put it on the board.
Rattle rape.
I love
kid. Fucking little kid. Oh, doggy fuck.
Oh shit.
Fuck. That's what I meant. I'm here.
Brain fart.
No homo.
You fuck them, you sock them, you date them, throw them to the curb. Damn it, my mouth keeps going. No,
good Lewis impression.
Thank you. I love children. I really do. And ever since I had a kid, like dude, they're so cute. Kids are the fucking best, right? And I would even volunteer my time at like a children's hospital. Like I know stupid little magic tricks, and I would do that. I really would.
I would too. Yeah.
But I don't want it. No, it's not that I don't. I want to. I could not. Deal with.
Not take it back home with you.
It's just too heartbreaking. I wouldn't be able to, like, I would start freaking out. I start hitting the kids. I couldn't handle it. I don't know what I would do. My mind.
Killing them all with pillows.
Sweet relief. Where's the killing?
Little Timmy. It's over now, Timmy. He's like, I'm not dying.
Shh. You're, sure broken leg.
You're out of your misery now, Timmy. No, please. I sprained my ankle.
Shh. It's over now.
It's all over, dog. You're gonna be in a better place, don't you?
It's like really not a baby, you know?
Suffocating kids. I couldn't handle it. I'm sorry.
I just got autism.
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I would love to. I it's so fucking heartbreaking. Like so my aunt is 83 years old, and I love her, and she's great. And I have, she lives with my sister. My sister, she lives in an apartment. She's not really, you know, it's kind of small. Like my aunt's not the most comfortable environment. So I essentially invited my aunt to live with me. I said, look, if you want to come and live with me, and you know, I have a downstairs area, I could make it work, right? And this bitch said no. She was like, no. And I was like, all right, good, please. Thank fucking God. Because the reality was, I didn't, and I hope she's listening to this, I didn't really want her to live with me. Like, I want to make my aunt's life more comfortable. She's got a few years left. She's great. She helped raise me. But I don't want to deal with finding her dead body.
Do you love her, Lewis?
I love my aunt.
The way you said it.
I love my aunt. She was on the Realize podcast on the Thanksgiving special. People loved Aunt Anne-Marie.
Okay.
But I don't want to have to deal with finding her dead body. It's also the reason why I don't want to ever love anybody again. I don't like that's going to event like having to deal with it. And then it's like not even like, what do you even do? You find a dead body, fucking. Who do you call?
Is she dying? How old is? I mean,
she's 83. Yes, she's dying. I mean, that's what old people do.
Wait, but is she dying because she's 83, or does she have a disease? You're just saying she's dying because she's 83.
She's an old lady.
She might still have like 7 years left.
Also,
she could probably have more. She's healthier than her mom, and her mom lived to like 92.
Yeah. So then you don't want her there because then you're gonna have to deal with her for fucking 7 years.
I don't think most people would find dead bodies though.
What do you mean? I would find the dead body. Who else? If she lived with me, who else would find the dead body?
You think she's on a croaker in her sleep? She'd be like dying slowly. You bring her to the fucking
the black
hospital.
Elf will find her. There's somebody dead in the basement.
Yo, this bitch is dead.
I'm out of here. Those motherfuckers don't think I did it.
I was sucking on her titty. She didn't wake up.
Somebody move me. I'm inanimate.
I gotta go. I need a safe house or something.
Hold on. Don't do pockets. Oh.
Let's go.
That's his name, Pockets the Elf.
It's definitely going to be. If he gets a black elf, it's his name, Pockets.
Patches and Pockets.
Patches and Pockets.
And Pockets.
Yeah, no, but all right. So how? But what percentage of people die in their home of old age versus die in the hospital? Because I feel like she's not going to be hospitalized. I feel like she's just going to fucking.
I've thought about that with when you get a new apartment. Like if it's an old building, like there's a good chance somebody died in there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
A guy hung himself in my place.
He was listening to your act.
What impression were you doing?
Yeah.
This is fun.
That was cool guy impression. Yeah. Some guy hung himself, but it was all right.
I want to do a sketch with her where we're going to make my Aunt Emery watch black porn in VR. So, I want to see exactly what she sees the whole time. So we got to set that up. That's a fun idea.
Why are his Timberland boots still
on? She's going to get racist. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
Why is this man stepping on my forehead? Oh, look, he has friends.
Do you keep on like going back to like in your head, like oh, maybe the wallet's here,
oh,
like you,
fuck.
Like visualizing it being sitting somewhere, like.
No, I think it's just gone. It's just some fucking cunt buying some fucking Corrigo for him and his friends.
Yeah.
Corrigo. That's what they buy.
What
for
are you
their
gonna
friends.
Do?
I kept getting phone calls though from people going like asking me if I found it, and I kept thinking they were ringing me to say, you know, I found it.
Right.
And I was just like, oh,
damn.
And then they're like, did you find it? I was like, no, I didn't. Fucking
no. We could have started a GoFundMe this whole show. You would have the $1,100 back already.
Yeah, I would have raised it. Just my impressions alone. I would have done.
Mike will stop doing impressions.
This is my impressions alone.
Just me by myself.
This is a campaign I can get behind. Please, I'll give the money to charity if we can get him to stop. Fucking.
I can do Jeff Goldblum.
No.
Please don't. Yeah,
no, wait till we have a Jeff Goldblum-y type story.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Or another story that we need Jeff Goldblum to react to.
I just want
to
burn out, man.
No, relax, Figs. You're fine. You finally are comfortable here. Figs would come in before, and it was like a mile a minute. He was all over the place. He was freaking out. Super nervous. He looks up to me in a very big way. He sees me as like a mentory type thing.
Stop it. Mentory? You haven't even taken me on the road. You're taking fucking Giuseppe Jones and fucking Mikey from Queens. You haven't taken me anywhere.
Let's go to Giuseppe Jones from Queens. Giuseppe. What do you think about Mike Figgs not going on the road with Luce Gomez?
Fuck him. I'm better than Mike Figgs. All right, I'm going to get out of here, guys.
No.
We're killing it, dude. You're doing funny. You're finally being funny.
I know I'm funny, Dad.
You're finally being funny.
I'm always funny.
Relax. Everyone relax. Time for a brand new segment.
What was I doing before?
Time for a brand new segment on the show.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, new segment. I want an intro for it. What you watching now?
Figs is
doing. Do we have song? Do we have music for it? Ooh, what you watching now? Ooh, what you watching now? What you watching now?
That's it. that's the intro.
We're here with what you watching now, Lewis.
What you watching now, boys? Anything new? Anything to recommend? Because I got two things.
Yeah.
Two things that I'm watching now.
What you watching now?
Nice. Was that on camera? Yes, remix that. Just send that to me as a gif. Is that
what can you recommend? What are you watching now?
I'm watching something about a pedo teacher fucking a kid.
My lady finished that. Yeah, that was crazy.
A teacher, I think it's called.
It's called teacher. Or the teacher or something.
Or a teacher. I don't know.
A teacher, yes.
It's a female chick, and she's banging a teenage.
It's so funny because I imagine male to female, and it was like it made my stomach hurt.
Yeah,
and then you said that, and then it lifted all like, the darkness. Right. I was like, oh, it's like a fun. It's a comedy.
It's I don't know. I've only
it's
seen
to raise awareness
here and there. It's so stupid though because it's like else. I think it's supposed
That's
to be
what he calls his dick.
It's supposed to be, I think, like teaching you that like grooming is bad, even if it's it's a woman. But like when they fuck, it's like really hot.
It's a good
fuck. Like, they make it hot.
Is it a TV show or is it a documentary?
It's a TV show.
I have a trailer.
Ooh, let's see.
It's a terrible show, by the way. Let's see. Just in case.
What you watching now?
Oh, what you watching now?
Yeah, that's Miss Wilson. She's all right. She assigned us so much homework. And honestly, she could tell me to do whatever she wants.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are men.
Yeah.
These are muscly men.
Okay, sure, the actor is.
School teacher.
The actor is like 25, sure, but.
Students, but it's really about.
Ellie Page.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellie Page is the captain of the football team.
Ellie Page. She's a teenage boy.
Messy.
Like, really heavy subject.
He's a sexy boy, too. You gotta admit.
Trauma, yeah, they had chemistry.
Discourse surrounding victimhood.
Male Matt. Victimhood.
I mean.
Male victimhood. Shut up.
It's such a hack thing to say at this point, but it's like. I thought it was like a 13 or 12 year old boy.
Nah,
he would never be on Netflix.
He's 17, but the point is.
Exactly. No, but that's an interesting show.
But the point is, they even.
It really is. If it's a 17 year old, number one, that's legal in most jurisdictions. Like most states in this country, that's legal. It's not even. It's the abuse of power. It's a teacher to. So I understand why you would lose your job in that case. Mm. But I don't look at that as being like she's a sick, fucking crazy person. It's a hot football player.
Yeah.
That is a specimen right there. If I'm a fucking 35 year old woman, that's what I want inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem is like they're trying to make it seem. On one side, they're like, this is wrong. But at the exact same time, they make all the scenes like really. Fucking passionate and hot and music, and it's like just proper fucking.
But they show you
can't have both. It needs to be creepy fucking and a creepy message, but you can't be like, this is creepy, but like, listen, you're not gonna get.
But they do it for a reason. They make it appealing. They show you why, like, oh, this is the hot part of it, and then it's like the consequences.
If it was the other way around, they're not gonna have an old guy fucking a 17-year-old chick real sexy and be like,
well, they sort of did. Remember in American Beauty? That was sort of a hot scene. Like that wasn't meant to be like, ooh, creepy. That was sort of meant to be like, oh shit. Like he's fucking his daughter's friend, right?
Kevin Spacey turned her down because he was gay.
Yeah, no, because she was like, I'm actually a virgin. Yeah. That I would have sort of just coming everywhere in that moment. Oh my god.
Give me ten minutes.
Yeah. I swear to God. I gotta get blue chew in the car. drop some more roses on yourself.
I'll be right back. This is normal. Yeah, but he doesn't do it. I think
But in his mind, he's like, oh, look at this hot young pussy. Hot.
Yeah, he's constantly fantasizing about her. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, you dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all just hot. I don't know what else to say. I was also a kid when this came out, so it was just hot. There was nothing like...
Yeah.
But as an adult man now, I'm like, oh, that's pretty hot still. Yeah. I mean, it's not like... They're not trying to make that like an icky scene. They're making that like... So I don't know what the Netflix show, I didn't see it. Mm. But if they're making it kind of like a hot, passionate scene, and in a weird way, like they are going to have like women sitting there fantasizing about that,
yeah,
right?
And that's fine, but then don't also try to be like, oh no, we're actually, you know, we're letting people know that this is wrong.
Yeah.
Don't do both. Just tell us like, hey, listen, fucking a teenage boy, it's not done, it's only good for his fucking street cred. There's no real damage, I think. Right?
I don't think so.
Damage. In that show, it's illegal what she does.
Who gives a fuck about the law?
And she ends up, she now becomes a sex offender at the end. She has to turn herself in.
Fuckface.
Spoiler alert.
Dickhead. Fuckface. What you watching now?
Spoilers.
That's not what you fucking do. You don't tell everyone the end of it.
What you watching now?
Tells everyone the whole.
What you watching now?
The whole fucking show.
It's not the. It's not. It's, I don't think it's the last episode.
Was dead the whole.
No, dude, you don't spoil. What you watching now is about getting people hyped.
What you watching now? Kevin Spacey's the killer.
We do podcasts within the podcast. That's really what it is.
You Grant killed her the whole time.
You spoiled it. You spoiled it.
I want you watching now.
That's very funny.
I'm watching The Undoing.
That's what I'm watching
no!
now. I'm on episode 5.
No, you ain't watching it anymore.
Oh,
I had a feeling, though. He had
what
to.
A terrible what show to watch 5 episodes of.
What episode are you on right
I'm
now?
On episode 5 right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe Hugh Grant killed it the whole time, and I'll tell you why.
I don't know. I didn't.
You actually don't know?
No,
so, say nothing. Say nothing else, okay? But I'll tell you why I think he did, because he's just... He reminds me of myself, dude. He's a true sociopath. Dude, like, the way he is, I was like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. Like, I'm looking through his mind. I was like, oh, yeah, he probably killed this bitch. Because he's got no remorse with, like, anything that he does. And he's just sort of like, he's this charming fucking guy. He turns it on. He's trying to fuck the lawyer. He doesn't give a fuck, doggy.
Yo, but that girl, though, she was.
Yo!
Wow. Yeah.
Yo!
Perfect titty.
No!
I was watching it with my girl, and I was like, she's all right. But in my head,
no.
I was like,
I was watching it. That chick is retarded
bad
hot.
Bad bitch.
Italian actress. What's her name? I looked it up. She's so hot.
Matilda
DeAngelo. Fucking
there.
The problem with that show was, too, is Hugh Grant is such a funny. Yeah, wow. She's
God
smoking.
Damn.
Wow.
Smoking hot.
Hold on. Somebody in the racist live chat. Hold on. Let's see. Frank Scheckler said, this is awful. Shannon banned Frank Scheckler for 7 days from the live chat for criticizing my show during the show.
He always does that. He's a troll.
No, you don't get to fucking criticize my show during my show.
Yeah, Frank, you faggot.
Yeah, do it in the comments.
No, if you apologize, we won't ban. He's got to apologize. Like,
oh, he's pissed. No, he's pissed because we spoiled something.
He's got to. Oh, is that why he's mad?
Yeah.
I don't care. He's still got to apologize. You don't tell me.
No,
my
maybe he
awful.
Said the show's awful. Is it like that? She is hot.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Her tits are fucking retarded.
She's hotter in the show.
No, she's hot as fuck.
That's a hot photo.
There,
she's hot as fuck
right there, dude.
She's hot as fuck in that photo, but in the show.
Yeah.
And her whole ass is
when,
out.
When her face is smashed into the ground. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Wait,
it.
What?
Yeah.
Problem so is, though, Hugh Grant's trying to be serious, but he's like such a fun... His timing, he's hilarious. Like, everything he does is just... Fucking so funny. But he's trying to be like, I didn't kill her. And this is like so funny. I'm like, this is like the funniest sketch I've ever seen.
I went through that with he's like, did People versus O.J. Simpson the whole time. I was like, this is like an SNL sketch.
Yeah, right? It's just the timing.
Oh, that's where she's naked too? Yeah, she's
curly
fucking naked
hair,
in it, dude. She's crazy.
She's a peace.
Yeah.
Thing is banging in this too. Nicole Kidman crushing it in this.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She
her face
held
is
up.
Stretched back.
That's quality grip right there.
But she still looks good.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we could do. She's fucking Hollywood actress.
But like she's
67.
She's hot for a 67-year-old. Really hot. She's hotter now than she ever was as a young woman.
No, she was fucking back when Nicole Kidman first popped.
Young Nicole Kidman,
like
quick.
When she was in that Australian movie,
where she was in that To Die For. Remember that, where she was the teacher? Actually, the teacher fucking the kid. That was a whole other movie with her, and she was fucking the kids. And that, by the way, that wasn't in the movie. That wasn't even a plot line. That it was like an illegal, fucked up thing for her to be fucking this kid. That was just sort of what was happening. And it was like that she was convincing these kids to kill her husband.
Mm.
That was the whole like thing. But yeah, that was pretty hot.
I think she's probably, how old is she? Do we know?
I think I looked it
she's
up. 50, she's.
So-
She's got to be 50. Let's guess. We'll guess. No, no.
She
must be 55-ish, right? I'm just going like how
I'm
long?
I'm 38.
52? Between 52 and 59. I looked it up. I can't remember.
I'm going to guess.
Hugh Grant is 69.
I'm going to guess 53 years old.
Oh, yeah?
69? Hugh Grant?
He's looking good.
Oh, that handsome son of a bitch. God damn it, dude.
Remember he used to stick it in Liz Hurley?
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
And then he was fucking that tranny.
He got caught with Divine Brown.
Was she a tranny?
No.
No, she was just a dirty hooker.
She was an ugly black hooker.
She was just a fucking, just an elf on the shelf sister.
Hugh Grant is 60. Nicole Kidman is 53.
Okay.
I guess the exact age, and you're an idiot.
I was a little bit off.
You're a fucking
69
idiot.
And 53.
I knew it was the 60s.
I knew it was the 60s.
She's her in that movie you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. You're probably,
she was crazy.
No, you're right. You know, I've never seen this one.
Smoke show.
How old did you say she is? 53?
Yeah.
She looks great. There's probably
for sure.
There's a couple of women in their 50s that are just fucking crushing it.
Yeah, she's. I mean, she's incredible.
Yeah. Grip of the year. That's it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I will say. Hopefully, you didn't spoil it. Maybe you did. But I have a feeling that he did it. You didn't. All right, well, say nothing else.
What you watching now?
What you watching now?
What you watching now,
Zach?
I watch crap. I'm watching Pawn Stars again.
Pawn Stars?
I fucking love Pawn Stars. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Pawn Stars, and I'm rewatching American Horror Story Coven.
Yeah.
Yeah, my big what you're watching now was The Undoing. What you watching
what
now?
Lovecraft Country was really good.
Yeah, it was very good.
And then I watched I Am Mother on Netflix as well, which was pretty fucking good.
What's that?
Yeah, the movie?
It's a movie, yeah.
Oh, with that.
Dude, you know, pull the trailer up. You'll be so engaged in the trailer in the first 35 seconds, you're going to be like, all right, I got to watch
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Oh, that's mother. That's just called mother.
No. No, you got to pull up the fucking the trailer.
Well, that was great.
That is the trailer. That's the trailer before the trailer.
This is the trailer for the trailer.
Why aren't there any more children, Mother?
There used to be.
Then why did you only make one?
Mothers need time to learn. This facility was designed to give humanity a second chance. One that began with you. Daughter. The path will not be easy. The world outside is lifeless. But I made you into the woman that you are.
Yeah.
So that we could do this together.
Yeah, this shit gets fucking wild.
Uh-oh.
Movie or a show?
It's a movie.
That's enough.
That's enough. You got it.
Yeah. I hate trailers that go on for too long.
They honestly, if they would have just showed the little girl, like just that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, we just clicking.
We just figured it out, though.
It's fucking dope.
I mean, I just figured it whole thing out.
What'd you figure the whole thing out? What do you got?
Don't speculate.
What you watching now?
What you watching now? Conspiracy.
Brand new segment on the show with Mike. Spoiling with Mike Figgs. Spoil guess.
Hillary Swank is her. All those embryos were different versions of her. Yeah, and she's coming back to be like, oh, don't listen to the robot.
No,
the robot's gonna fuck
her. My guess is that there's more than one of her.
Yes.
And they've been doing this experiment.
Yes.
All over.
Exactly.
And she just thinks she's the only person left.
Well, no, I think Hillary Swank knows. Maybe she'll discover another kid, yeah.
No. None of you got it. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty good movie, pretty unique. I don't know what it was. I've been on a little bit of a movie and TV show kick lately, which I don't fucking do ever. I only just watch kid shit and I jerk off on virtual reality porn. And the past couple weeks, I've been fucking...
You have like a headset thing?
Yeah, I got it with me.
What happens when you look too far down? Do you see the guy's feet?
Yeah, or you see your dick, your feet, you fucking...
You see your buddy?
No, you see his dick.
I would buy it just to see feet.
Yeah. Me too.
I played it for Rob Mayo the other day. We had it here, and we played it for Rob Mayo the other day, and he sat there for 40 minutes straight.
Why do you have one of those like blowjob machines too, and then just sit back?
No. You just beat off. You're fine. You just beat off.
You need the blowjob machine.
What's it called? It's called like an eye blow or something. I remember looking at that going, I'd buy that.
Where was the
sponsor? I had $1,100.
I was saving up for months.
I have a video of Harrington having that machine on him in the bathroom during the SDR show.
Let's see it. I would love to see it.
Give me a couple minutes to find it.
What you watching?
Professional fighter, Mike Harrington.
So what are you watching now, Shannon? Anything you can recommend?
Actually, just binged all of The Undoing yesterday.
How many episodes is it?
It's 5 or 6.
No.
Yeah. So you're at the end.
I'm on episode 5.
You'll know when it's over.
It's only 5 or 6 episodes?
Yeah, there's no more episodes after. You do know when it's over.
No, I mean, like, it's not going to be like, it's not a cliffhanger.
Wait, hold on.
Hello?
There's
not another episode today.
In the episode you're on, did Hugh Grant kill the lawyer?
Dude, shut the fuck up. I'm going to peg
spoiler snake
coffee in your fucking face.
I want you watching
now.
I'm going
to fucking kill everybody.
Come on, Hugh Grant's not a killer. Look at him.
Where the fuck is Harrington with my elf on a shelf? He's got my fucking credit card.
He's fighting Arnold right now.
Ring him?
He's fighting
Arnold. No, he doesn't have a phone.
Oh, I don't know.
How do you reach him?
I still have my phone. You know? Yeah. Hey.
It's a reflection of Gas Digital for how poor Harrington is. He's constantly homeless, constantly his phone's off. And I'm going like, dude, it's not my fault that you're so much of a fuck up. And it makes it look like we pay our employees shitty. And we do.
But they all have places to live.
They all have phones.
But he's nice and jacked now, and he won on Fight Island.
Harrington's not jacked. Harrington's a little fucking pudgy bitch.
You'll never be proud of him.
Dude, I fucking beat the shit out of Harrington last week, and I feel so bad because people are like, dude, Lewis, you suck at fighting. I was like, how much do I have to beat Harrington up? I mean, I think he landed one or two punches the entire time on me. I didn't knock him out, but I wasn't trying to actually kill my friend. I mean, I don't understand how people are like, dude, Harrington, great fucking job. And then in the same breath, I beat him to the point where he's puking and bleeding in my backyard. And people are like, dude, Lewis, you fucking suck. You're a little bitch. I got to beat him up again. We're doing 5 rounds next week. That's a new thing. Every week, Fight Journal is just me beating up Harrington.
Yeah, you'll never suffocate a kid, am I right? Yeah, Lewis. No, not Lewis.
What else? What else, Shannon? I know we got to wrap soon.
Are we still doing
it.
What you watching now?
I made $7 on my Patreon during this episode. So
did you?
Whoa, good
for
you.
That's only $1,093. That's all there I lost. So. Thank you, guys. It. Appreciate it. Crawling it back.
Somebody it's not bad. Someone used that money to buy that sex thing they're watching porn. 3D porn.
I wouldn't even blame the cunt. Yeah.
Shannon, fine. We'll wrap it up. I get it. Okay.
Eric just reminded me. I was just relaying the message.
Very, very disrespectful.
Sorry.
All right. That's it. It's been a great show. Always great a fun show.
Thanks
it's
for
fun show.
Me.
Dylan,
and like
Dylan has. What's
what, Dildo?
Make sure to watch No Need for Apologies coming up right after this, 1 p.m.
Sure. Watch No Need for Apologies coming up right after this, 1 p.m. Eastern. Live here in Gas Digital. There's a couple hundred people in the chat right now. Stick around. Stick around. Kenny P says Lewis needs to spar with a real boxer. I spar with real legitimate boxers and MMA fighters weekly. And yeah, sometimes I get my ass kicked, but you know, that happens. But yeah, we'll see what's up. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Shannon, who's on Friday?
I have to check the list.
Come
on. Sorry.
All right. Good night.
That's all, folks.